We're almost done with our series on applying the gospel to your life.
我们现在一系列的讲到是如何应用福音，这一系列快要讲完了。
And today we're going to look back to Ephesians chapter 4.
今天我们要看以弗所书四章。
So if you all turn there, Ephesians chapter 4.
请大家翻到以弗所书四章。
And we're going to read verse 17 to verse 32.
我们要从十七节看到三十二节。
Any of you want to read in English? Chris, you want to?
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Can I have a volunteer to read in Mandarin?
请为念中文。
以弗所书四章十七到三十二节，所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不可再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然上进，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改变一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可将魔鬼留地步，从前偷窃的不可再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就可有余份分给那些缺少的人。污秽的言语一句也不可出口，只要学士说造旧人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的灵圣灵担忧了。你们原是受了他的印记，等候世俗的日子来到，一切苦毒恼恨愤怒嚷绕毁谤并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶了你们一样。
Some strong words in that passage.
这段经文里面有一些措辞强烈的字。
And as you read that, you might feel a bit condemned.
你在读这段经文的时候，你可能会觉得被定罪。
And it might look like, you might think I'm not such a good person.
你可能会觉得说，我没有像这段经文里面讲的这么好。
Or you might be reading it and you feel pretty proud, and you say, "Hey, I don't have much trouble."
不过也有可能你在读的时候，你觉得很 自豪，你觉得说不错，我没有这些挣扎。
Let's look at it a little deeper.
我们来更进一步来看这段经文。
You know, this whole section is about God's goal for your life as a Christian.
这段经文是神对我们这些基督徒一生所设定的目标。
This is why he left you on earth, and when you first believed in Jesus, you didn't just go straight to heaven. This is why he left you here for the remainder of your life on earth.
所以我们信主之后，神没有马上把我们带到天上去，他让我们留在世上。
And he gave us each other, he gave us the church.
他让我们互为肢体，他让我们有教会。
So that we're going to change.
让我们可以改变。
So that we're going to grow.
让我们可以成长。
That we become mature Christians.
让我们可以成为成熟的基督徒。
Everything that happens in your life, if you're a Christian, all the suffering, all the good things, God uses it to cause you to grow. That's his goal for you.
我们生命中发生的所有的好事或者一切的苦难都是神用来使我们成长的方法。
And back in verse 4, chapter 4, verse 14, so that you will no longer be infants.
以弗所书四章十四节说，这样子我们才不会再做小孩子。
And so, you know how cute babies are. We have quite a few in this church.
大家都知道小婴儿很可爱，我们教会里面就有很多小婴儿。
And parents don't want them to get bigger.
父母都希望小孩子不要那么快长大。
But they really need to. They need to grow up.
可是小婴儿一定要长大。
They need to get out of diapers.
他们不能够一直包尿布。
And that's the same with us Christians. We need to change.
我们基督徒也一样，我们必须成长和改变。
And as you growAs a Christian, you will certainly change.
身为基督徒，我们在成长的时候也一定会改变。
And you can see the contrast of two kinds of lives in this text. One life that's closer and closer to God, and one life that is turned away from God and going that person's own way.
我们可以在这段经文里面看到两种生命的对比，其中一个生命是一直往神的方向而去，另外一种生命是往自己选择的方向而去。
And God brings people from that former kind of life, going their own way, to a new life in Christ, to growing up in Christ.
可是神会让我们的生命回转，把我们带回到在基督里面的生命，让我们在基督里面可以成长。
It's a really big change. You can see here, it's a huge change.
所以这真的是很大的改变。
Take an example. Look at verse 31 and 32.
我们来看一下31跟32节。
Look at the contrast.
看一下这两节的对比。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander along with every form of malice.
三十一节说：“一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。”
That's one direction your life might take.
这是我们生命要前进的目标的方向。
The other direction: be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other.
还有我们要往三十二节这个方向前进，就是以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
So as Christians, as spiritual infants begin to grow up, they will become less and less like verse 31 and more like verse 32 in their life and in their attitude and in the way they treat other people.
我们刚信主的时候都是属灵的婴儿，可是我们成长的时候就会慢慢脱离三十一节这种境况，然后慢慢成长成为三十二节这种这样的基督徒。
They do start as spiritual infants.
一开始的时候，我们都是属灵的婴儿。
They do start as ones who do not have many victories about these kind of sins and failings.
我们一开始的时候都没有跟罪征战的时候，并没有常常得胜。
Write down these two verses. We're not going to read them today, but write them down.
我要为大家念两节经文，请你们写下来。
Philippians 3:15.
腓立比书三章十五节。
And Hebrews 5:12.
希伯来书五章，十二节。
Five, twelve, verse 12.
到十二节。
We know from these two verses that also Christians mature, they grow up at different kinds of speeds.
从这两节经文我们可以看到基督徒在成长的时候每个人成长的速度不一样。
And they are, each person is at a different point in maturity.
他们的成熟度也不一样。
And God gave us to each other to help us grow.
神赐给我们肢体就是要我们彼此帮助让我们可以成长。
Now before I say anything else, there's already a very important application just from the presence of this text.
从这段经我们已经可以看到一项很重要的应用。
Some of you might feel weak and immature.
有些人可能会觉得自己软弱又不成熟。
And you might feel like you don't measure up in the church.
你可能觉得自己在教会里面表现不好。
And you might try to hide or keep a distance from everyone.
你就想要把自己藏起来或者跟每个人保持距离。
And maybe even coming to church makes you feel bad.
也有可能来上教会的时候你感觉很糟。
The application here is don't feel bad about your weakness.
可是从这里我们可以学到一项应用就是不要因为自己的软弱而感到难过。
If you are a believer, God is loving you. God loves you and he's working on you.
如果你是基督徒神他就是爱你他会在你里面做工。
And what you are now is not what you will be one day.
你不会一直在原地踏步，你未来会很不一样。
So the issue of importance is not how bad are you now? Where are you now?
所以重点不是你现在的境况如何。
The issue is where are you headed?
重点是你未来前进的方向是哪个方向。
Are you fast or slow? Are you growing?
你前进的方向是快是慢呢？你有没有在成长呢？
Now for more mature and stable Christians,
对于比较成熟稳定的基督徒来说，
you might have forgotten what it is to be an infant.
你可能忘记自己还是属灵的婴孩的时候是什么样的状况。
And we need to remember to love and encourage those who are weak and not very mature yet.
对于那些软弱不是很成熟的基督徒，我们要爱他们，鼓励他们。
And actually, I think thispassage was written to both immature and mature Christians.
我想这段经文是为成熟和不成熟的基督徒而写的。
And the overall point is you still have more growing to do.
重点就是不管是成熟或不成熟的基督徒都必须一直成长。
There are still ways, things you need to turn away from and put aside, and there are still things you need to turn towards and embrace.
你还是有一些旧生活的习惯要弃绝你还是有要学习的、要穿上新人的部分。
So the question for all of us is whatever level of maturity you've reached, are you just staying where you are?
所以重点是不管你现在的成熟度如何你是不是已经只在原地踏步呢？
Are you just staying there or are you continuing to grow?
还是你有在继续成长？
And that's the call of this passage.
这段经文就是要呼召我们要不断成长。
You know, if you plant a seed in a flower pot,
如果你在花盆里面种埋下种子
，the a little while after the seed comes up, there's this really pretty little green shoot that comes out of the ground. It's really pretty.
种子发芽以后长出来的这个绿芽很漂亮。
But that's not why we plant a flower seed.
可是我们种种子不是只要看这个小小的绿芽而已。
We're waiting and we're continuing to feed and water the plant until it comes to full bloom.
我们会一直不断的浇灌这个盆栽，让这个种子发芽以后可以长成美丽的花朵。
And God planted the gospel seed in your life.
神在我们的生命中种下福音的种子。
And He's going to bring you to full bloom. He's going to stay with you and bring you to full bloom.
神会一直与你同在，让你的生命能开出美丽的花朵。
To full beauty and full glory.
让你活出美丽荣耀的生命。
And he's working on that right now in your life.
神现在就是在你生命中做这样的工。
Now think of where you started from before that gospel seed was in your heart.
想想看，福音的种子还没有来到你生命之前，你的生命是什么样的境况？
I would think for every human being, our starting situation is so horrible.
我们没有信主以前的境况真的非常可怕。
That it would take a miracle to even grow at all.
除非神在我们的生命中行了奇迹，要不然我们根本不可能成长。
Nothing less than a new creation or a new birth.
除非我们有新造的生命，除非我们重生，不然不可能成长。
Look at the way someone who's a non-Christian is described.
想想看，这段经文是如何形容一个非基督徒。
It starts in verse 17 and continues.
从十七节开始。
Look at the mess that human nature in our world is in because of our ancestors' first sin and because of our own sin.
这里讲的是人性和世界的乱象，因为我们的先祖还有我们犯的罪造成的这些乱象。
There are several things listed here.
这里有列出好几项这些乱象。
Futility of thinking.
我们存着虚妄的心。
Like, human beings were able to think, but our thinking doesn't lead us to anywhere that's ultimately eternally productive.
每个人都可以思考，可是我们思考的内容没有办法让我们在永恒结出果子。
We're darkened in our understanding.
我们的心地昏昧。
We have hardened hearts.
心里刚硬。
We have lost all sensitivity.
丧尽了良心。
We're separated from life, from the life of God.
与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
I just thought it was interesting all these ideas about darkened, hardened, losing your senses. It's like if a doctor were looking at a patient and the patient's more and more getting close to death. That's what would happen to them.
这边讲我们心地昏昧心里刚硬丧尽的良心人处在这种情况的时候就好像快要死的病人医生去检查他的时候看到这所有严重的症状
And so men and women and boys and girls are walking around in their rebellion against their creator
所以男男女女老老少少他们在生活中都背叛了造他们的主
But they're dead men walking
他们活着，可是他们是活死人。
That's verse 19. Having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over to sensuality to indulge in every kind of impurity with continual lust for more.
十九节这边说，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
And what are the consequences of losing all sensitivity?
良心丧尽之后，我们会面临什么样的后果呢？
It brings a world of human relationships that are full of all these things.
我们和人与人之间的关系都充满了这些乱象和这些恶事。
And just think about, when I list these things, just think about your own experience of how people have treated you in your life.
我们在讲这段经文的时候，你想想看，在你的生命中，别人是不是这样对待你呢？
Falsehood, people lying to each other all the time.
他们是不是说谎呢？人常常会说谎。
This is one I have I'm particularly bothered by. I have a particular.
Okay. 我常常因为很多人会说谎，这件事情常常困扰我。
It's something I have an abnormal fear of. I would say, I don't want to face someone that's lying to me.
我很讨厌面对那些会跟我说谎的人。
Some people, you know, they know people lie. It doesn't hurt them that much. But people lying to me, it really hurts me.
有些人他们知道别人跟他们向他们说谎，可是他们不会在意。可是别人跟我说谎，我心里面会很难过。
Next one, uncontrolled anger.
接下来是讲到人无法控制自己的怒气。
Actually, anger doesn't hurt me as much. I can handle that As long as you're being upfront with me, I can face the anger.
别人对我生气，我反而比较不会那么在乎。
But some people, they really hurt by the anger that others show towards them.
可是有些人，别人生他们的气的时候，他们会很受伤。
Other things listed here, theft.
这边还有列出偷窃的行为。
Unwholesome talk.
讲脏话。
Bitterness.
苦毒。
Rage.
恼怒。
Brawling.
Slander, 毁谤
malice,
一切的恶毒
As I think about that list,
我们在思考这一大串
I'm thinking, why does this describe so many people in the church today?
我就想说，这些这句经文不是形容了很多现在就在教会里面的人吗？
There are two possibilities.
有两种可能性。
It could be they're not believers at all.
有可能是这些人他们根本还没有信主。
They might be in the church. They might have come every Sunday. They might put offering. They might be official members.But maybe they've never really believed the gospel.
也许他们每个礼拜都来上教会，都来奉献，都来听讲道，可是他们根本还没有真正信主。
We might have a churches filled with people who don't know the Lord and are so far away from the Lord.
教会里面可能有很多人根本不认识上帝，跟神的距离很远。
Now, I'm really happy if our church is filled with those kind of people.If you are looking and you know you're not a believer yet, I'm happy that if our church is filled with this kind of a kind of non-Christian, if you know you're not a Christian yet and you're looking, you're welcome.
如果我们教会里面有很多这样子未信主的人，可是你有在寻求主，那么教会还是很欢迎你。
What's really dangerous and difficult is if you think you're a Christian, but actually in your heart you're not a believer yet.
最危险的就是你自认为是基督徒，可是你根本就还不是。
Well, the other possibility of why there's so many people in the church like that is that these days people do not grow in the churches and they stay immature a long, long, long time.
另外，教会里面如果这么多这样的人，另外一个可能的原因就是。他们是基督徒，可是他们已经很久都没有成长了。
And this is really serious.
这是一个很严重的问题。
It's really serious because all of these things listed here, the falsehood and the bitterness and whatever is listed there, it makes for the worst and most miserable life you can imagine.
这个很严重，因为这边所列出来的这些恶事，恼怒、苦毒这些。这些东西都会让你过着很悲惨的生活。
You could be the most rich nation in the world.
也许你住在世界上最富有的国家。
You could have all the food you ever wanted, all the electronic toys you ever wanted.
你可以吃任何你想要吃的东西，你可以买你所有想要的电子用品。
But it would be meaningless if all you experience every day was people treating you like that, right?
可是如果每天 人们都这样对待你的话，你会觉得生命根本就没有意义。
You know, no matter how much you have around you, you couldn't enjoy or appreciate it. You'd just be miserable because of your human relationships.
不管你拥有多少东西，你就是没办法享受你的生命，因为你周遭的人都这样对待你。
And you just want to go off and hide somewhere.
你只想要远离这个地方，把自己藏起来。
But even if you were all by yourself, you'd still be miserable because God created us to have fellowship with each other.
可是就算你把自己藏起来，你还是会觉得很悲惨，因为神创造我们是要让我们过着群体的生活。
But you see from this situation, we need more than just material possessions.
所以从这段经文我们可以看出来，我们所需要的不只是物质上面的满足而已。
I tell you, I really would like to live in a world that's like verse 32.
我可以告诉大家，我真的很希望我可以住在32节所形容的这样的世界中。
And if there's one thing I praise the Lord about is that Jesus is going to come back one day and make the entire world like that. Do a total new creation.
我感谢神，因为我知道基督会再来，他再来的时候会让世界变成32节所形容的这样的景象。
Where there is only kindness, where there is only compassion, where you will never experience all these awful things that are listed before that.
在新天新地当中会充满恩慈和怜悯，你不会看到任何31节或之前讲的这些乱象和恶事。
And so I'm looking forward to that, Jesus' return.
所以我很期待耶稣再临。
Now, real Christians, real believers can look like all those bad things, the falsehood and the bitterness and all that, because they start out their spiritual lives as infants and they still have a remnant of their old self.
真正的基督徒生命中还是有可能会有十七节以下所形容的这些这些不好的事情，因为他们一开始都是属灵的婴儿，所以他们旧有的生命还存在他们的生命当中。
And that's why in verse 17 Paul is calling, he's insisting, I insist on the Lord that you must no longer live like those people who lost all sensitivity.
所以保罗在十七节这边才说，我在主里确实地说，你们不可以像那些良心丧尽的人这样过日子。
Are you still living like that?
你还是过这样的生活吗？
It's easy not to live like that on the outside if you have lots of nice people around you.
如果你周边有很多好人，你可能可以至少在外表上活出一个好像不错的生活。
But as soon as someone hurts you, can you still live like one who is new in Christ?
可是如果有人伤害了你，你还能够活出像耶稣在基督里新造的人那样的生命吗？
See, Paul is saying, Christians, you have senses now.
所以保罗他是在说，基督徒现在已经能够理智的思考了。
Why would you want to continue to live like you are senseless brutes?
为什么你要像愚蠢的畜生这样过日子呢？
It's got to stop, that's what he's saying.
你一定要停止你过去的生活。
He said, that was your former way of life, it's empty.
他说那是你过去的生活，那是空虚的生活。
Put it off.
你要脱去这样的生命。
Don't do it anymore.
不要再做那些事情了。
In verse 24, put on your new self.
24节这边说我们要穿上新人。
Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And this is a message.
这就是保罗的信息。
Christians, you're not like that anymore, so stop acting like that.
基督徒跟旧人已经不一样了，所以不要再过着像过去那样的生活。
Don't do that stuff anymore. Start acting like who you really are.
不要再做过去那些事情，要活出合乎我们身份的生活。
Now, if you're not careful and you read through quickly, you almost feel like it's just saying, "Do it, change."
你如果没有很仔细的读这段经文的话，你可能会觉得这段经文只是在告诉你，你要做什么做什么，你要改变自己。
Shall I just sit down now? Leave it with a moral lesson.
我是不是讲完这些道德教训之后，就可以结束今天的讲道了呢？
Don't act that way. Act this way.
我是不是就是告诉大家？不要做这些事，要做哪些事，这样就可以了呢？
And it's going to be better for you if you do.
我是不是只要告诉大家，你最好照我所说的话去做？
You know, too many preachers in churches preach the message of Michael Jackson's song, "The Man in the Mirror." Do you know that song?
有很多牧师在教会讲到。
Ben. It's too high-pitched for me. I can't say. I didn't say it was too... I didn't say you could hit the high pitch. Sorry. They preach the same message that is in Michael Jackson's song called The Man in the Mirror.
Okay. 他们这些牧师的讲道听起来都很像迈克杰克森的一首歌叫做《镜子里面的人》。他们讲到很像这首歌里面的歌词。
If you want to make the world a better place, just look at yourself and make a change.
就是说，如果你要让世界成为更美好的地方，你就要检视自己的生活，然后改变自己。
It never helps to tell a person only that one thing. I insist you change.
可是如果你只跟别人说你一定要改变，这其实对别人一点帮助都
没有。And actually, in a minute, you'll see Paul isn't just saying that.
我们可以看到，在这段经文里面，保罗不是只有叫我们改变而已。
But it'll never help because people are like verse 19. They have given themselves over to something.
保罗的确要我们改变，可是十九节这边，保罗也告诉我们，人都已经受到私欲的捆绑了。
They're already in bondage.
他们都是俘虏。
They're caught.
根本就没办法脱身。
They can't escape.
没办法逃离自己的捆绑。
See, when people hear that kind of sermon, they have the question, but how can I change?
所以每次人们听到道德教训式的那种讲道的时候，他们都有一个问题，就是可是我要怎么样才能够改变呢？
So yes, Paul does say to change.
没错，保罗的确要我们改变。
But he says something else. There's good news in this passage.
可是他还有说其他的重点，这是好消息，这个重点是一个好消息，就是在这段经文的最后面。
What's the end of verse 32?
三十二节最后一句话是什么？
What does it say?
最后一句话是什么？
Just as in Christ God forgave you.
正如神在基督里饶恕的你们一样。
See, actually the answer, how can I change, can be found in asking another question.
事实上，你如果要问我要怎么样才能够改变，你不是这样问的，你应该要问另外一个问题。
It's how am I being changed?
你应该问的问题是，神怎么样在改变我？
It's in Christ.
神是在基督里面改变我们。
And that last line in this passage makes all the difference in the world, and that's where the power to grow and change is. It's in Christ.
32节最后一句话是整段经文的重点，这句话就是我们得以改变的力量来源。
You see, by grace you are given new life and you are given new birth.
神给我们恩典，让我们成为新造的人，有新造的心。
So that you're not spiritually dead anymore.
所以你在灵性上你不再是死亡的人。
And also by grace you grow.
你也是靠着神的恩典在成长。
It's kind of a strange mystery for a Christian.
对基督徒来说，这好像是一个很无法理解很难理解的奥秘。
Like Philippians 2:12.
腓立比书二章十二节说。
It says, work out, that's you doing this, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to do that which is his good pleasure.
二章十二节说，当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，他说要做成。因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，我要成就他的美意。
See, all the time when Paul's saying change, he's not just saying change on your own strength. He's saying run full-hearted that way because you have confidence there will be victory because it's God inside who is doing something in you and will change you. Gradually, yes, but definitely.
所以保罗他在说，你们要改变的时候，他不是说要我们靠着自己的力量去改变。他说，没错，你要往前奔跑，可是你是要靠着神在心里面给你的力量和恩典来奔跑。你要知道，神会在你心里面改变你。
So, another way when you hear change your life in the Bible, when you hear that phrase, think of it this way.Start running in that direction, no matter how weak and klutzy you are.
所以你听到改变这个字的时候，你要知道这个意思就是说你要往前奔跑，不管你现在有多么软弱。
Because you are not as ones without hope.
你要奔跑，因为你不是没有盼望的人。
You have the power of the very creation of the world at work in you.The power that was used to create the entire universe is at work in you.
因为神他有力量创造这个世界，他也用这样的力量在你的心里面改变你。
So that's the good news.
所以这就是给我们的好消息。
That God has already changed you.
神他已经改变了你。
To bring you to be a believer in the first place.
让你能够信主。
And is changing you now.
他还是继续在改变你。
And actually, God gives you an active part in that change and a hope of victory and joy in your life.
而且神让你可以积极的参与这改变的工作，让你有得胜的盼望，有喜乐和生命。
And it's all that qualifying two words in Christ.
这一切之所以能够得以成就，是因为我们在基督里。
Just as in Christ, God forgave you.
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
What is true about you if you're in Christ?
你如果在基督里，你 就会有，如果你在基督里，我以下讲了这几点都会实现在你身上。
The word in Christ can mean a lot of things, but especially it means you are united to Christ. You are under His headship.
在基督里有很多含义，不过其中一个含义就是你和基督连结在一起，基督是你的头。
In Christ, your sins are forgiven.
在基督里，你的罪已得饶恕，得赦免。
In Christ, God counts you, God the Father counts you as if what Jesus did is what you did.
你在基督里的时候，神就把耶稣所做的一切的功算作是你所做的。
God is really pleased with Jesus Christ.
神他喜悦基督。
In Christ, God is really pleased with you.
所以在你在基督里的时候，神他也喜悦你。
In Christ, your sins have been paid for because Jesus took the punishment.
你在基督里的时候，你的罪已得赦免，因为耶稣他已为你赎罪。
It's called that's the word propitiation.
他为你牺牲，就是他为你赎罪。
The sacrifice that Jesus paid of being cut off from the life of God turned away God's wrath so you would no longer be cut off from the life of God.
基督他曾经与神的所赐的生命隔绝，
the sacrifice Jesus, the punishment Jesus faced of being was being cut off from the life of God so that we no longer are cut off from the life of God.
耶稣他所受到的惩罚就是他跟神所赐的生命隔绝，他被他就是与这生命分离了，他受这样的惩罚是为了让我们可以回到神所给我们的生命当中。
And not only that,
不止如此，
your status has changed.
你的身份也改变了。
You're not considered someone who is under wrath headed for hell.
你不再需要承担神的怒气，你不再是往地狱而去。
You are considered as an adopted and loved child of God.
你是神所收养所爱的孩子。
And not only that, but in Christ your nature is changed.
在神里面，在基督里面，你的本性也改变了。
I'm going to preach a little more about this next week, like from chapter 5 verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
下礼拜我的讲道会讲我们的新生命是什么样的景况，就是以弗所书五章八节所说的，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里是光明的。
See, there really is a new self in you.
你的里面真的有新造的人。
You have a new understanding, you have a new motivation.
你有新的智慧，你有新的动力。
You don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
你不想要叫神的圣灵担忧。
I would say one of the most convicting verses for me is verse 30.
这段经文里面让我最能够看到自己的罪的，就是
chapter 4, verse 30.
四章三十节。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记。
Think about that.
大家来思考这句话。
Every time you and I sin, it grieves the Holy Spirit.
我们每次犯罪的时候，都是叫神的圣灵担忧了。
Who, what kind of relationship causes grief?
什么样的关系会叫
can result in grief?
什么样的关系会让人很难过呢？
If a judge sitting up in his courtroom and deals with thousands of criminals every day.
如果法官一天要在法庭里面审几千个犯人的话，
I don't think anyone has a big enough heart. He just like passes the sentence, passes the role, the law. I don't think most human judges can feel anything for these people, the people that have just violated the law and they just have to get their sentence.
这些法官只是依着法律来审判这些犯人，他们对于这些犯人没有什么感觉。
You'd have to have a really big heart to be able to feel for every single one of those criminals.
如果说只有 只有很善良、很有同情心的法官才会去同情这些犯人。
You know who really feels grief is like a mom or a dad for their child if their child does something.
真的会去，可是孩子做坏事情的时候，父母心里面会很难过。
If your relative dies, you feel grief.Your neighbor who doesn't even know that relative doesn't feel any grief at all.
你亲戚过世的时候你会很难过，可是你的邻居不会因为你的亲戚过世很难过，因为他根本就不认识你的亲戚。
Really, you only feel grief for someone that you love.
你会为别人难过，是因为这个人是你所爱的。
That the Holy Spirit could be grieved when you sin means that He really loves you.
你犯罪的时候圣灵会为你难过，为你担忧，是因为圣灵爱你。
And you're not some random person to him.
你对他来讲，不是只是个路人甲或路人乙。
Because you know a random person that does something to you, does something to me, I'm just going to feel angry at them for doing it.
如果你不认识的人对你做了一些不好的事，你可能只是会生气而已。
And so when verse 30 calls us not to grieve the Holy Spirit in our lives, it just reminds me that every sin I do hurts God because He loves me so much.
三十节这边说不要叫神的圣灵担忧，这让我想到我每次犯罪的时候，其实我都伤害了上帝，因为上帝爱我。
But why does that move me? Why does that even bother me at all?
可是为什么神受了可是为什么我受了，可是为什么我伤害上帝的时候，我会觉得很难过呢？
Because I have a new life inside of me, a new self that actually does have a love for God. There's a new creation.
因为我的里面有新造的生命，我真的是爱上帝的，所以我伤害了上帝的时候，我会难过。
And so that's an encouragement.
所以这是给我们的鼓励。
In Christ, there is a direction you are moving in your life.
我们在基督里的时候，我们的生命是朝正确的方向前进的。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we just start.By thanking you for the fact that you love us.
主，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。
We thank you for our new life.
感谢你赐给我们新的生命。
And we thank you that you're bringing us in a direction.
谢谢你，因为你让我们走在正确的方向上。
In a good direction.
这是好的方向。
And we just ask for your forgiveness in Christ.
求你在基督里赦免我们。
And we ask that you would just help us to grow.
求你帮助我们成长。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I can take a little time for question and answers.
我们可以花一些时间来回答各位的问题。为什么有些教会每个礼拜都领圣餐，那有些教会一个月才领一次呢？
Well, first, if you'll remember what Jesus said, he said, "As often as you do it."
耶稣他是说，你们要时常，记得我为你们所打破的身体。
And so, he actually didn't specify to us how often should we do it.
所以圣经并没有告诉我们说我们应该多常领圣餐。
So it's a wisdom decision of the elders in the church to decide how often.
所以教会的长老们就要有智慧来决定教会要多常领圣餐。
And up to now, we have decided to do it once a month, and I'll give you the reasons.
到目前为止，我们教会决定一个礼拜领一次圣餐，原因如下。
The first reason is because I think in Asian cultures there is a very strong focus on doing a ritual or a rite that gets away from the point of what does it mean, but just actually going through the motions. And so one reason is to be careful not to get into a just go through the motions mode.
因为第一个原因就是在亚洲文化里面，很多人都很重视仪式，所以很多人在进行这些仪式的时候，反而忘记了仪式本身的含义。那我们一个月一次的原因，就是希望大家不要失焦了，不要把重点放在仪式上，而不是真正的含义上。
And so we don't do it every week, just as so it's not some habit you're used to.
所以我们决定不要每个礼拜都领圣餐，是因为不要让大家觉得说这只是一个习惯而已。
The second is a theological reason.
第二个原因是神学上的。
It is a very good means of grace, but it's not the only means, and we don't have to do it every week, which is different from, say, a Roman Catholic's idea.
领圣餐是让大家认识神的恩典的一种方式，可是不是唯一的方式。
So basically, the Lord's Supper is kind of like a very visual sermon, but you also get fed in different ways when you sing songs about the Lord, when you hear people share, when you hear the sermon each week.
所以，领圣餐就好像是看得见的讲道一样。可是这不是喂养大家唯一的方法。我们在唱歌、在团契的时候，你的灵魂、你的生命也受到喂养。
But if you, in your own heart, feel that it's too infrequent, you're welcome to talk to the elders, and they can discuss it some more, and maybe they'll change the elders as a group together will change the practice of the church. So you're welcome to talk to them.
所以，可是如果你觉得领圣餐的次数不够的话，欢迎你来跟我们的长老讲，然后长老们就会决定说多长要领圣餐。
There's one other thing I didn't really illustrate in my sermon. I'll just say real quick.
我讲到里面没有刚刚没有提到一点，我现在要补充一下。
Just give you a picture of how.Your knowledge of your love of God and your status in Christ Jesus would naturally overflow in the way you would treat other people.
就是要讲到你对神的爱会满溢出来，让你也会爱其他人。
If you know that Jesus has taken care of your past, present, and future life.
神他看顾你过去、现在、未来的生命。
If you know that, if you believe that.
如果你相信神这样看顾你的话。
If you know that God really dearly loves you,
如果你知道神真的是这样爱你的话,
if you know you're not an orphan anymore,
如果你知道你已经不再是个孤儿的话,
that means you don't have to defend yourself.
那么你就不用再防卫自己。
You don't have to avenge yourself.
你就不用再寻求报复。
You don't have to fight back.
你不用反击。
Because your Almighty God is going to take care of those things.
因为上帝他会为你做这一切事。
It's just like if you're in a country and you know you have a really good military, you're not worried about if other countries invade because you know your military is going to take care of it, right?
就好像你如果住在一个防卫很国防很坚固的国家，你就知道这个国家的军队会保护你，你不会担心敌人来攻击你。
And think about why do you get angry in the first place?
想想看，你有时候生气是为了什么？
Because you think someone didn't treat you as good as you deserve, right?
是因为你觉得说别人他们对待你，他们就是错待了你，他们不应该用这种方式来对待
你。And so the whole anger stirred up is, how dare you do that to me?
所以你会生气，是因为你觉得说你们怎么可以你怎么可以这样对待我
？And it might be true.
也许 你的想法没有错，他们不应该这样对待你。
But, in Christ, you know that God treated you so much better than you deserve.
可是你知道，神在基督里对待你的方式远超过你所应得的。
And that you sinned against God so much more than any other person could ever sin against you.
别人得罪你的程度跟你得罪上帝的程度比起来根本不算什么。
The more you really believe that,
你越是相信这个真理，
then you'd be so happy that you've been forgiven all of your sin that you would really be so quick to forgive the other person.
你越是知道你神饶恕你多少的罪，你就会很容易去原谅别人。
One more thing. So it's like two orphans out on the street.
就好像街道上有两个孤儿。
Homeless kids out on the street.
无家可归的孩子，两个孩子。
You might see those more in Africa or India or some other place. You don't see them as much in Taiwan.
台湾没有很多在街上流浪的孤儿，可是在非洲和印度有很多孤儿。
What if one kid gets invited into a house to live there, to eat the food, to come party every day, and he lives there now? He's off the streets.
其中一个孩子，他受到一户人家的邀请，他就住在那户人家里面，然后吃他们的东西。他现在已经成为那家庭的一份子。
So he's sitting up there at a great meal.
所以他可以坐在餐桌旁边吃大餐。
And there are other kids out on the street.
可是街上还有其他的孤儿。
And he knows that if he invites them in, they'll be welcomed too, because he knows the kind of family he's now in.
那这个已经被收养的这个孩子，他知道他可以邀请其他的孤儿来到这户人家。里面跟他住在一起。
Because he knows the kind of family he's in.
因为他知道这户人家会欢迎其他的孤儿。
Then he's in such a good position, no matter, you know, whatever stones they throw at him or whatever, he's just gonna say, come on in. You guys don't have to stay out there on the street anymore.
他知道他可以跟街上这些其他孤儿说，你们可以进来这户人家里面住，你们不用在街上，不用继续在街上流浪了。
And it's just, that's just a little picture again of if the more you really, really come to know and believe the good news of what the Bible tells of what God has done for you and how God feels about you, the more you can embrace all kinds of suffering and hurt from other people in order to love them and bring them along in their maturity and their, and bring them along to get the goodness that you have.
所以你越是认识神为你所做的一切，你越是知道神如何爱你，你就会原谅别人对你的伤害，你会爱他们，你会欢迎他们也来到神的大家庭里面。
So that they can have the goodness that you already experienced.
这样子他们就能跟你一样来经历神的良善。
And I think the reason we act ugly towards each other is because we don't really, really know how much our sin is and how much God has loved us.
我们之所以会彼此残忍的对待，是因为我们不知道自己是什么样的罪人，也不知道神已经赦免了我们多少的罪。